Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 25th, 2016, Black Friday. I'm Adam Paulus. We got news, we got toys, we got sales. There's a lot going on, and you're probably busy out doing stuff. But I'm here at work because I got to let you know about, for starters, movies. Last week, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was number one with $74 million. Doctor Strange was number two with $17.7 million. Trolls, number three, almost tied with $17.4 million. Arrival was number four with $12.1 million. And rounding out the top five is Almost Christmas with $7.2 million. New this week, you can see Moana, Allied, and Bad Santa 2. In the news, John Wick director David Leitch, I believe, I don't know how it's pronounced, he signed up for Deadpool 2. Shannon Doherty joined TV Land's Heather's reboot, Ask Your Parents. The Rogue One score is done. Michael Giacchino did it in 4 weeks. Star Trek Discovery producers are saying Michelle Yeoh has joined the cast. But as who? I have no idea. Florence Henderson died, or her death was announced on Thanksgiving. She was 82 and is best known for her starring role in The Brady Bunch. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Black Friday deals are everywhere. We have Doorbusters today. Depending on when you listen to this, it might not be today anymore. So go to Entertainment Earth before you even finish. Listen to me finish the sentence. Because we have Black Friday or Cyber Monday or other deals going right now. Lots of crazy markdowns. Tons of special bundles. I don't know what's going to be there, but you can check out things like Fortress Maximus, Leo Kaiser bundles, and more. Because we have great discounts right now on a bunch of stuff, and free shipping on just about everything that's in stock, the last I checked, that might have changed, so check our website right now, see what the deal is. You'd probably be very happy to buy some of this stuff, because some of the deals are like 50% off Hasbro Star Wars exclusives. It's kind of nutty. In toy news, Hasbro Monsters Hero Mashers were shown at U.S. Toy Fair, and according to absolutely everybody I've asked, are not coming to the United States of America. Marvel, Jurassic World, Transformers, and Star Wars have had Hero Mashers figures out and about. The monsters will be showing up overseas. The first ones appeared in the UK this week. So if you live there, good hunting. New exclusives this week include the Transformers Generations Diorama Bundle. We have Leo Kaiser with Grimlock and Bumblebee. It's a pretty good deal. If you didn't buy either of these sets so far, it's a way to get two platinum sets for a pretty good price with the formerly Comic-Con exclusive promotional Teletran 1 diorama, which many people are very excited about, and hasn't been available outside of with Leo Kaiser or at Comic-Con back in 2015. So go ahead and get one of those, or you'll miss out. New pre-orders include... No, let's do new arrivals first. We received the Star Wars Black Series 6-inch Wave 8 case, the Bashers and Biters Jurassic World Dinosaurs Wave 5 set that has the cool hat and jacket versions of the Ankylosaurus and Indominus Rex. We also received the Star Wars exclusive Black Series Clone Troopers of Order 66 6-inch action figures. Those just arrived on Wednesday. First orders are going out now. If you want yours, I'd order them right now. We also put up new pre-orders for Amazing Spider-Man Marvel Legends Wave 7, the Star Wars Black Series 6-inch action figures Wave 9, that's 6 new figures at 1 per case. So if you're collecting them all, buy the case. It ships for free. If you live outside of California, you are not charged tax. And the price is about on par with what you're going to find at the store, and no one's going to get to Darth Revan before you get yours. Or Revan, or whatever you want to call him. I haven't played the game. I know it's very popular. I have the 3¼-inch figure, and I'm buying the 6-inch one because it looks cool. We also added the Star Trek 50th Anniversary Klingon mug from the Coop. It looks a lot like what they used to drink blood wine out of on Deep Space Nine, and I want to say Next Generation, but I might be confusing my various Klingon episodes. But either way, it looks really cool, and it's basically a prop replica. And that's it. I gotta finish the podcast so I can go eat and get some lunch and all that stuff. So thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.